We have at the end of last week's Parsha, Parsha Sereh, we have the Mitzvah of Aliyah LeRegel, to visit Yerushalayim, to go to the Beis HaMikdash 3 times a year. And the beginning of our Parsha, Parsha Shoftim, so we have the Mitzvah of Shoftim V'Shotrim Titein Lecha. We have a Mitzvah to appoint to judges, to have Torah leadership in the community. So the Baal HaTorim, on the Pasuk beginning of the Parsha, so he has a lot of different connections between the two themes. What's the connection between Shoftim and Shotrim and the end of last week's Parsha of Aliyah LeRegel? One of them, one of the 4 or 5 that he brings, is that there is a connection in the fact that a person is chayv to visit his Rebbe on the Shalosh Regalim. The connection between the ending of last week's Parsha of the celebration of the holidays and connecting to having a Torah teacher shows us that a person has to visit their Torah teacher on the Shalosh Regalim. Just to begin with just a funny story, in the Tshuvas B'Darash V'Chakarta in Chela Gimel, so he tells a story that the Grineman family, which is married the family of the Chazon Ish, Shmuel Grineman is the one who published all the Chazon Ish's writings, he married into the family. So the Grineman family one holiday, maybe it was Chol HaMoed, Pesach, so they went to visit Rav Chaim Moser in Vilna. And while there, so with 3-year-old, one of the children went over to Rav Chaim Moser, and he kicked him in the shins, and he kicked him in the face. So the family was embarrassed. This little kid went, and he didn't know any better, but he went and he kicked the Gadol Ador in the face. So they were very embarrassed. They didn't know where to look. So Rav Chaim Moser started laughing, and he said that the child fulfilled the idea of being Mekabel Pnei Rabo Beregel, that he hit his Rebbe, the panim of his Rebbe, Beregel, with his foot. So there's certainly different ways to do it. That's not the way we're ascribing tonight. That's not what we're advocating. But basically, it's based on a Gemara Rosh Hashanah and Daf Tazayin. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, we learn this out from a story in Malachim Beis in Perek Dalet, which is the famous story of the Isha Hashunamit, who left a place for Elisha to stay. And as a Kar Satov, Elisha offered the woman whatever she wanted. She said, no, I don't need anything. They said, no, let me help you out. And his servant Gehazi said, oh, she doesn't have any children. So Elisha said, oh, I'll give you a bracha next year, you'll have a child. And she said, you're promising me this for real? And he said, yeah, 100% you'll have a child. And the next year she had a child, the child grew up, and Elisha would continue to come visit the family throughout the year during his travels. But unfortunately, the child went out to the field one day, he had a headache. He said to his father, you know, daddy, I don't feel well. And he said, you know, go talk to your mother. And he came back home and the child passed away. So she put the child on the bed and she traveled. She told her husband, I'm leaving to go see Elisha, because she wanted to complain and said, this is not a gift. A gift from Hashem is not that the child's going to die. This is not okay. That episode is for another time. But in response, when the husband said, why are you leaving to go see Elisha? The husband said, Madu as halachta elav hayom lechodesh velo Shabbos. It's not Rosh Chodesh, it's not Shabbos. That's when you go see your Rebbe, that's when you go see Elisha. And the Pasuk shows that Midivrei Kabbalah, from the words of the Nevi'im, that there's an idea to go visit the Rebbe on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Now, it doesn't say Regel, but we're going to learn how they understand that together. This is the Baal Torah, sees a smach, sees a representation in the Torah. At least we see here a pasuk in the Navi. We'll discuss Del Reis and Del Rabban in a moment. So what's the reason for the mitzvah of being Mekabel Pnei Rabo Beregel? We're going to give 3 different reasons, and the nafkamin is between each one. The Chakira is found in the Moadim Uzmanim and Chelek Hei of Moshe Sternbach in Simon Shin Yud Zion. So he gives 2 of these Chakiras. We're going to add a 3rd one, in my own opinion. And that's going to be the discussion right now. And within that discussion, we're going to also have to decide or explain why is it that this halacha is not brought in the Shulchan Aruch. Because the Gemara says, Chayev, you have to go visit your Rebbe on the Regel, on the Shalosh Regalim. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't seem to bring it. So that'll be a point of discussion as well. The first reason brought is that it is a form of Kavodat Torah, Kvod HaRav, to honor one's Rebbe. Writes the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, V'chayim Lamod B'fnei Rabbi, you have to stand for your Rebbe, B'sherenu, when you see Merachot coming from a distance, Mele'enav, Achi Yiskasa, Mimenu, then you can sit down after the Rebbe is out of eyesight, V'chayim Adam L'hakbil B'nei Rabbi B'regel, says the Rambam. The Rambam says, it's the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. It's very clear you have to go honor your Rebbe. So clearly from the fact that the Rambam put this in the laws of honoring one's Rebbe, the Rambam understands that visiting the Rebbe on the holiday is a form of Kavod HaRav. In addition, the Gemara Chagiga Daf Gimel tells a story. The Rav Yochanan ben Baroka and Rabbi Elazar ben Chasma, they went to visit Rabbi Yeshua in the city of Pekin. And Rashi says, why were they going? He's going to be Mechabed Rabbo, says Rashi. And it's a form, and the Rashi says it's a form of going to visit your Rebbe on the holiday is a form of Kavod HaRav, and this is a din in Kavod as well. In addition, the Bikurei Yaakov. The Bikurei Yaakov is Rav Yaakov Ettlinger, who is the Rav in Germany, the Rebbe of Rav Hirsch. He wrote the Aruch Lener, which is on Shas, which is on Halacha, which is on the Gemara. And he also wrote a Perush on Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Lulav, Esrog, and Sukkah. So there in the Bikurei Yaakov in Tafresh Mem, he says that visiting a Rebbe is a kiyum of the din d'oraisa of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. To have your Es Hashem, why? Because the famous Gemara Misachim says, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, Es the Rabbos, Tamidei Chachamim, coming to honor Tamidei Chachamim. The Gemara in Sukkah, Chavav, says that some of the Amoraim didn't sit in the Sukkah because they went to see their Rebbe on Sukkos. So says the Bikurei Yaakov, but if sitting in the Sukkah is a din d'oraisa, how could they go and simply abandon that mitzvah to go visit their Rebbe? So the Bikurei Yaakov says it must be that it is min haTorah, a Torah command, because why was it a derabanan push away a Torah command of sitting in the sukkah? Rav Asher Weiss doesn't agree. Rav Asher Weiss says that we just see from here that even a din derabanan of osik b'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah, pushes aside a d'oraisa, that you could be involved in a rabbinic mitzvah and that would still postpone a Torah commandment. Whatever it is, the Bikurei Yaakov also sees this to be a din d'oraisa and an extension of honoring one's Rebbe. Another source, the Panim Yafos, the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer, writes at the end of Parshas Re'eh, last week's Parsha, and this is also brought by his student, the Chassam Sofer, in his Chedushim Rosh Hashanah, that the mitzvah comes from, at the end of the Parsha, Yireh Ko Zechorcha Es Pnei Adon Hashem, that all the people should appear before Hashem. S, Larabos, S comes to include Talmidei Chacham as well, a Torah level commandment. And there's an interesting comment of the Zohar. The Zohar in Parshas Bo says that this is talking about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. That you should go and see Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So all the Mekubalim have a lot of Torahs about Lag BaOmer and what it's talking about. But that's not for right now. And finally, another proof that this is Din Kavod HaTorah is that the Maril Diskin writes in his Chuvas in the Chelik Beis in the Kuntres Acharon in Os Nun Dalid that a Rebbe can be Mochel on the Talmidim coming to visit on the regal. He can say, no, I don't want any visitors. I'm mochel honoring me. What does that mean according to the Maral Diskin? It must be halacha in Kavod HaTorah. Because if it was a din in something else, then how could it be mochel? He doesn't have the right. From the fact that the Rebbe has the right to be mochel and say, I don't want any visitors on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, shows us that's all about Kavod HaTorah. So that's school of thought number one. This is all halacha in honoring one's Rebbe. Two. The Yaros Dvash, Rav Yonasan Ivashitz, writes in Chelek Aleph in Drush Yud Beis, and he cites in Mechilta Parshas Bo, which says that greeting a Talmid Chacham is like being Mekabel Pei Shechina. It's like greeting the Shechina. Therefore, he says, in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, there was no need to be Mekabel Pnei Rabba Beregel. There was no reason to go honor one's Rebbe. Why? Because where were you supposed to go? To go see the real thing. Go see Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, the chi of being Mekabel Pnei Rabba Beregel is a din nowadays, because it's replacing going to the Beis HaMikdash. That's how Yonasan Ivashitz looks at the halacha. We're simply replacing the Beis HaMikdash by going to visit the Rebbe. So with this, he explains why the husband of the Yusha Shun Amit said, why are you going to visit Elisha? It's not Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh. In those days, there was no mitzvah to go to the Beis HaMikdash at all. There was no mitzvah to go to the Beis HaMikdash on the Shalosh. There was no mitzvah to go to the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. It was only a mitzvah to go by the Shalosh Hagalim. And what would they do on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh? They would go visit their Rebbe. Meaning, in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, you only went to the Beis HaMikdash on the Shalosh Hagalim. When did you go visit your Rebbe? On Shabbos and Yontif. So therefore, the question made sense. But with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, now you go visit your Rebbe on the Shalosh Regalim. According to this approach, it's a din in Aliyah L'Regal, it's a din of going to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, The Nodes of Yehuda, which is probably the most famous source on this topic, disagrees about the halacha, but he agrees with the reason. So the Nodes of Yehuda writes in Madur Tanyan and Simon Sadidal, he's asked, is there a mitzvah to go visit your Rebbe nowadays on the Shalosh Regal? So he cites the Gemara in Kedushin Lama Gimel that says, a person has to stand up for his Rebbe. One opinion says, you only have to stand up for your Rebbe once in the morning and once in the evening. That's all you have to stand up for your Rebbe. Why? Because we're chayav to daven when? Once in the morning and once in the evening. And there's no reason why you have to give more kavod to your Rebbe than the Shechina. If you only go before Hashem twice a day, why do we demand of an individual to give honor to his Rebbe more than twice a day? It shouldn't be any more than that. The Rama writes in Yodei Reish Membeis, this is the halacha. Therefore, the Nodeb Yehuda says, the chiyuv to visit one's Rebbe is tied to Kvod Shemayim. That's the whole issue, is to honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu through your Rebbe. We're responsible to visit the Beis HaMikdash when? 3 times a year. But if there's no Beis HaMikdash anymore, it's a lack of Kavod HaShechina to go visit your Rebbe. Why? Because you're saying that your Rebbe is greater than the Beis HaMikdash. I can't go visit the Beis HaMikdash anymore. And now you're going to go visit your Rebbe? That's a slap in the face of the Shechina. How could you go do such a thing, says the Nodeb Yehuda. And therefore he says the halacha depends on having the Beis HaMikdash. And if we don't have the mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel nowadays, there's no chiyuv to visit your Rebbe, says the Nodeb Yehuda. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring this halacha. In the days of the Beis HaMikdash, it would apply. And that fits. Why does the Rambam bring this halacha? Because the Rambam brings halachos irregardless if they're practical nowadays or not. And therefore, that's why the Rambam brings the halacha of visiting a Rebbe, and the Shulchan Aruch doesn't. And there's no chiyuv, he says, but he concludes, there's a toelis. It's a nice thing to do. You don't have to visit your Rebbe on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, but if you do, it would be a nice thing. And therefore he thinks you should do it anyway. And this is cited all by the Shari Tshuva on the Daf of the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Yantif. Now, many Achronim find the Nodeb Yehuda very, very difficult. This includes the Aruch Lener, the Tshuva Shevet Sofer, the grandson of the Chassam Sofer, Neor HaChaim, Simin Yud Zayin. But I really want to pick up on the beautiful words of Shlomo Kluger, who always has interesting things to say. So in his Shnos Chaim in Simin Shinlam and Dalad, he says the Nodeb Yehuda is very difficult because Rashi writes in Sukkah and in Chagiga there's a mitzvah being Mekal B'nei Rabbo B'regel, and even in the days of the Amorayim, all those stories we recounted from the Gemara were Amorayim after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So what were they doing? Just like good things, they were just, you know, hanging out for a good time. They must have been doing it because it was a mitzvah to go do it. And then he brings two issues. Why doesn't the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch bring this halacha? He sees we actually do bring it. And we're going to touch on those 2 points later on, but he's going to bring 2 proofs later on that we actually do find this halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Also, why is going to the Beis HaMikdash a lack of... Why is not being able to go to the Beis HaMikdash a lack of Kvod Shemayim? Certainly one has to honor his Rebbe, says Rosh Shlomo Kluger, and you also have to have Kvod Shemayim. We still have Kvod Shemayim nowadays, and it's just a technicality I can't go to the Beis HaMikdash. I would like to go to the Beis HaMikdash, and I'd also like to go to my Rebbe. Why can't I go to the Beis HaMikdash? Because there's no Beis HaMikdash. So I can still go to my Rebbe. Honoring my Rebbe is independent of honoring a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I can do both, or I can do one, or I can do the other. And therefore he says, just because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash doesn't inform me in any way why I shouldn't be able to go honor my Rebbe. The two things shouldn't have anything to do with each other. Next. The Divrei Malkiel in Chelek Beis and Simen Ayin Hei cites the Gemara in Shabbos Kufnun Beis that records that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi asked Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta why he hadn't come to visit him on the Regel. So Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta said, because I'm old and the rocks on the road are difficult to walk over and it's just very difficult and I have a cane and I can't come visit you. So says the Divrei Malkiel, this makes sense because a zakein, someone who's older, is putter from a Aliyah L'Regel. And if you're a putter from a Aliyah L'Regel, according to this reason, you should also be putter from visiting your Rebbe. So he says it all fits together. It's a whole all halacha in Kvod Shemayim. That is the second approach. Kvod Shemayim and visiting the Beis HaMikdash. It's a replacement for those 2 things.
Right there.
What?
Right Unless they
realize there would be no excuse. Correct. 100%. The third approach is that it's not a din in Kavodah Torah, and it's not a din in the Beis HaMikdash, but rather it's a din in Talmud Torah. It's a form of Talmud Torah. This is the understanding of the Ramban. The Ramban writes in Shmos and Perachav Ches, I think you have it on the sheets, the Ramban says, V'tam ha-shvisa bavur shul yom kadosh, we don't do work on Shabbos and Yontif, li'panos bo mi'iskei ha-machshavos, behevli hazmanim, v'laseis bo oneg l'nefesh b'darkei Hashem, so we can commune with Hashem, and we can recharge our battery, so to speak, and connect to spirituality. And he brings our Navi as a proof. So the Ramban says, what's the whole purpose to have Shabbos, and at least by Yantif, what's the whole purpose by Yantif to have free time? So you can go learn Torah. You can go visit your Rebbe to go learn Torah. So the Pnei Yoshua on Rosh Hashanah asks, why we're not mechayev a person to visit the Rebbe on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, which is a question we've already dealt with. So the Pnei Yeshua says, in reality, you have to visit your Rebbe all the time. And a person has to visit him on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh as well. But what? What are you going to do? You have to work. You have responsibilities. You can't go visit your Rebbe all the time. The Ritva has a similar idea. He says, the Mikra din, we should visit on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. The Halacha comes to tell that even a lazy person has to go on Yantif. That's what the Ritva understands. This is a discussion as well. I saw in the biography of Rav Simcha Zissel Vroid, who was Rosh Yivin Chevron, so he said that the minhag of wishing a Rebbe good Shabbos or good Chodesh is the fulfillment of visiting a Rebbe on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Saying good Shabbos, good Yantif is enough. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that the Isha Shunamis was a woman, and she has a chag on Rosh Chodesh. So she visited her Rebbe on Rosh Chodesh. We know that women have a special holiday on Rosh Chodesh. So that's why she was going on Rosh Chodesh to visit her Rebbe. For men, do we have a holiday on Rosh Chodesh? No, there's nothing special for Rosh Chodesh. We messed up by the Chet HaEgel, right? So they have to go on the Regalim when they're not working. So the Aruch Lener asks on the Pnei Yoshua, so then why don't we make people go on Shabbos when they're not working? According to the Aruch Lener, that when you're free, you should go visit your Rebbe. Why don't we go on Shabbos? So the Tur Yevon answers that Shabbos is really another name for Yantif. We find in Navi that Shabbos sometimes refers to Yantif. So it doesn't mean when the husband said, how come you're going to visit him, it's not Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh. What it means is Yantif and Rosh Chodesh. That's really what the husband means. The Maisa Rav HaChadosh, the new edition of the notes of the Vilna Gaon, they quote the Gra saying the same idea, that Shabbos means Yantif. Okay. So based on this reasoning, it would seem that Kabbalah's Pnei Rabba Beregel is not a mitzvah asei she'azman grama. Why? Because you have to go all the time. But we'll turn back to that issue later on. Comes the Rabag in Malachim and Ar Pasuk, and he says they would actually visit the Rebbe on the Regel to go learn Torah from the Rebbe. In fact, the Pnei Yoshua assumes that the husband of the Isha Shunamis is asking her, why are you going? You're putter in Talmud Torah. Why are you going to visit Elisha? You're a woman, you're putter in Talmud Torah. So they also see it's a din in Talmud Torah. So what are those two cases that the Shulchan Aruch actually cites this halacha? It's a little backwards. We're going to have to come a little roundabout to bring a proof. So the first place is in Hilchos Shabbos in Siman Shin Aleph. It says that if you're traveling on Shabbos, you can't travel through a river, because if you go through the river, you're going to be laundering your clothing on Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch says that if you're going to be Mekabel Pnei Rabbo, then you're allowed to go through the river. Why? The Magen Avraham explains that it's a mitzvah to visit a Rebbe all the time, like the Pnei Yoshua, even a woman. But you're only chayiv, but regal. So what do we see from the Shulchan Aruch? He actually does quote the halacha. Not in Hilchos Yantif, but in Hilchos Shabbos. What's another place where the Shulchan Aruch brings this? What's the other place we have an issue of doing laundry in halacha throughout the year? Or 9 days. Doing laundry during the 9 days. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Tavkuf Nundalit that you can't go through the water during the 9 days. It's going to be laundry. So the Prima Gadim says, we learn this in the Isha Shunamis again as well, that she it's a mitzvah to go be Mekal Pnei Rabbo, and the Shulchan Aruch says during the 9 days you can go. So says the Prima Gadim, but isn't the Isha Shunamis isn't chayv in Talmud Torah, so why did she have to go? He says, nevertheless, it's still a mitzvah for her to go. We'll explain why. And he explains that the husband of the Isha Shunamis was wondering, why is she going if she's exempt in Talmud Torah? Now, comes the Sefer Chasidim in Shin Yud Gimel, and he says about the importance of teaching Torah to one's daughter. That's really his discussion, why it's important to teach Torah to one's daughter. So he brings three proofs that women have to learn Torah. One is that women would come to Hakel, the ceremony every 7 years to hear the Torah reading. Another is that Moshe Rabbeinu taught Torah to all of Klal Yisrael, including the women. And then it says Neshechem. And his final proof is the Isha Shunamis, who learned Torah from Elisha Hanavi. So we see from the Sefer Chasidim that being Mekal B'nei Rabbah was a din in Talmud Torah. And we also see the connection of Kabbalah Spnei Rabbo from the Chassam Sofer. He says the mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel is not about Karbonos, it's about going to Yerushalayim to learn Torah. So all of these Rishon HaAchronim say it's a halacha in Talmud Torah. In addition, the Pardes Yosef writes in Parshas Kisisa that the reason why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't openly cite this halacha, because we paskin on Yontif, it should be Chatzi Lachem, B'chatzil Hashem. Right? And Yontif, you should spend half the time engaging in physical pleasures and half the time engaging in spiritual pleasures. So therefore, says the Paradis Yosef beautifully, the Shulchan Aruch paskins the halacha, chatzil Hashem, chatzil Hashem. Half the time for Hashem, half the time for you. If the halacha is half the time for Hashem, then it's obvious you have to go visit your Rebbe, because you have to go learn Torah, and learn Torah from your Rebbe on Yantif. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch doesn't have to say it openly, because the person should know you have to go learn Torah from your Rebbe. Another proof, Rosh Shturmach writes in Tshuvas Hanagos and Chelek Beis, that since the main reason is for Talmud Torah, and we learn Svarim nowadays from books, that's why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring the halacha. Because I don't need to go to my Rebbe, I can open up a Mishabur and that would be sufficient. Okay? Those are the three approaches. Again, just to review, it's a din in Talmud Torah, it's a din in Kavodah Torah, it's a din in B'mekabel P'nei Shechina / the Beis HaMikdash. Now, let's discuss some of the halachic points that it connects to, just to bring it to a close. There's a minhag not to say Tachnun in the week after Shavuos. I think it's a very popular minhag as well. So what's the reason behind it? So this is the tashlumen of the karbanos that were being brought from Shavuos. You know, a person may not have time to bring all the karbanos they need on Shavuos, so they have a make a time of a week afterwards to go bring their karbanos. By the other holidays, you have, you know, 7 days, so they have plenty of time. By Shavuos, we need extra time. So the Chok Yaakov writes in Simen Tafai and Gimel, that when we make a Shechayanu on Yantif, it's tied to any time of the Chag, right? If, let's say you forgot to make Shechayanu Friday night, Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos, whatever it was. Can you say Shechayanu anytime afterwards? 100%. We happen to make it by Kiddush because it's convenient. But you can say Shechayanu at any time on the Chag. It's not specifically tied to Kiddush. So what would be the halacha? If you forgot Shechayanu on Shavuos, can you say Shechayanu during the Yemei Tashlumin? Can you say 2, 3 days, 4 days after Shavuos? So he says, yes, you can. The Chok Yaakov says the halacha. You can say Shechayanu after Shavuos, as long as it's during the days of the Yemei Miluim. So the Maril Diskin comes and asks on the Chok Yaakov, why it makes sense to say Shechayanu after Shavuos nowadays? We don't bring Karbanos nowadays. Maybe in the days of the Beis HaMikdash where they brought Karbanos, then I would say, yeah, you can say Shechayanu because you're still doing something next to the holiday. But we don't do anything nowadays. So he answers that we have a din of visiting a Rebbe on the Chag, and it exists during the days of the Tashlumim. And since the minhag exists nowadays, therefore you can say Shechayanu during those days. Right? He says you can be Mekabel Pnei Rabbo in the Yemei Meluim after Shavuos, and therefore he says you can also say Shechayanu as well in the days after Shavuos if you get to say it. A fantastic Achidush of the Maril Diskin. Other sources as well. The Orchos Rabbeinu Chelek Beis says the stifler felt be Mekal B'nei Rabba only was in the time when we learned Torah Shebaal Peh from a Rebbe. But nowadays we learn Torah Shebaal Peh from Sfarim, from Gemara. We don't have a concept of Rabbo Muvhak, having a main Rebbe. Having someone teaching Derech Halima doesn't make him your Rebbe, he says. And the case of the Isha Shunamis, why was Elisha considered Rabbo Muvhak? And he says because she was the Gadol Ador. Right? He was the Gadol Hador. Elisha was the Gadol Hador. We have a concept that the Gadol Hador is a Rabbo Muvhak. This is a point, Rabbi. This is a point that Rosh Hashanah likes to point out a number of times. The Gemara in Brachos says that that Eli HaKohen was upset at Shmuel because Shmuel spoke back to him. He contradicted him regarding the bringing of Korbanos. So the Tosus asks, who cares? He wasn't his Rebbe. He only knew him for 5 seconds. It was the first time they met each other. So why would he, what's the problem? He wasn't his Rebbe. Who cared if he contradicted him? So Tosus says that Eli HaKohen was the Gadol HaDor, and the Gadol HaDor has the status of Rabbi Muvak. The Gadol HaDor has the status of one's Rebbe. So therefore, if one went to such a person, it would be fulfillment as well, and you have to be mechaber him as well. Shlomo Zalman Arbach is quoted in the Shulchan Shlomo. You fulfill the mitzvah even when you see your Rebbe in shul and you wish him Chag Sameach. And he says he saw this with his own eyes. Reb Leib Chasman came to visit Rav Yisrael Zalman Meltzer on Yontif in the Sukkah, and he sat down for a minute and he said, "Good Yontif Chag Sameach," and he got up and he left. And then he fulfilled me with Kalvin Rabbo just by saying hello. It doesn't have to be a whole schmooze as well. Obviously, according to those who say it's Allah in Talmud Torah, you should probably learn something from the Rebbe when you go visit. The Shuas van Agus and Chelek Dalad records that there was a Gadol HaDor from Chutz La'aretz who was visiting the Brisker Rav in Eretz Yisrael during Yontif Sheni Shel Galios. And the visiting rabbi was discussing if it's Yontif for him, because it's Yontif Sheni, but it's not Yontif for the Brisker Rav, do you fulfill greeting your Rebbe on Yontif? That was the discussion he wanted to have. The Brisker Rav felt it was a Tzarachian. Betzel HaChachman Chelek Al says it has to be Yontif for both the Rebbe and the Talmud for the entire thing to work as well. According to that Tashlumit, it would fit. 100%. Correct. Just like there's a mitzvah of a Re'iyah by the Beis HaMikdash, so too there's a mitzvah of visiting the Rebbe by Yontif. It has to be all connected to the Yontif as well. Another nafkin, this is an important one, is can you fulfill it over the phone? Let's say your Rebbe is somewhere else, you live far away, he's in Eretz Yisrael, you're over here, whatever it may be. Can you do it over the phone? So I would say as follows. If it's a din aliyah l'regel, then no, you have to be there. You can't visit the Beis HaMikdash by calling up the Beis HaMikdash on the phone. It's not like, you know, faxing in letters to the Rebbe's OL. You have to be there in order for it to work. So according to that reason, it wouldn't work. But if it's a din in Kavod HaTorah or Kavod HaRav, so why not? Call up your Rebbe, ask for a vort over the phone, and you fulfill it in that regard as well. The final question is going to be, are women chayv in this mitzvah? So the Tshuva's Beis David and the Ma'ari Asad both say that women are chayavos in mikavel p'nei rabba b'regel. So the Tshuva's Shaul Umeshev writes that women should be chayavos based on the Avud Raham. There's a famous Avud Raham, it's just that people don't know it's the Avud Raham. The Avud Raham says, why are women putter in time-bound mitzvahs? So he says, because women take on the household responsibilities. It's not fair they should have to, you know, deal with the household responsibilities in many cases, and also have to be time-bound to go do other issues, and therefore that's why they are exempt. The Torah Tamima has an issue with this. He has a whole piece about it in his Sefer on Chumash. But this is the famous reason of the Avud Raham. So based on this idea, so the Shaul Umeshev says, on Yontif, there's no malacha. There's no responsibilities that women have to take care of. They're free, no issues to be done, there's no laundry, shopping, things like that. And therefore, says the Shaul Umeshev, they're free to go be mekabel p'nei rabbo, according to the reason of the Avud Raham. The Chassam Sofer writes a similar idea as well. They are still Vodrum Sarah, correct. It doesn't, the Shaul Umeshev likes to have fancy shtickle Torah. So that's a fancy drasha. So the Tshuvas Harugas Habosim says, Kalos Pnei Rabbo is a kiyum of Uvos Sidbak, to be close to Hashem. By being close to the Rebbe, it's an extension close to Hashem. Women also need to have a connection to Hashem. So says the Arugas Habosim in Yeredeya, certainly women should go as well in order to gain that connection to Hashem by visiting the Rebbe. Rav Yisachar Shlomo Tachtal has a beautiful tshuva in his Mishnah Schir in Simen Kuf Lamed Tes. This is in the Machon Yerushalayim edition. So he warns the Chassidim, if you leave your wife for Yontif to be Mekabel Pnei Rabbo, you have to make sure to buy them something nice for Yontif as well. Because if you're not going to be there over Yontif to fulfill their mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, you're taking away from the family, you have to supplement it in some way. You can't simply leave the house and go to your Rebbe and buy all the Hasidim and abandon your family and not give them anything. You have to make sure the family has nice things, so they should have Simchas Yontif as well. So I want to end up with just 2 points in Hashkafa. The first is the Devar Shmuel, Rav Yeshua Ehrenberg, and Chelek Alvin Simen Ches touches on a number of the above points we said. And he says that the mitzvah of the Mekabel Pnei Rabbo Beregel stems from the Kedushas HaRegel, the holiness of the holiday, it strengthens min hashamayim to influence the Talmidim and the Rebbe. And he says the Shulchan Aruch leaves out this halacha because the cursed person may not have a Rebbe who's so great. Maybe the person doesn't have a Rebbe who's so inspiring, who taught him the right way. And therefore, since not everyone can have such a Rebbe who's mashpia on them and influences them, therefore he feels that's why the Shulchan Aruch left this out as well. And just with two more points. We make so much time on Chol HaMoed to go visit the zoo and to make sure we go, you know, to this thing and go to this event and this concert. We should also make sure we carve out time to go visit Torah scholars on Yontov as well, Chol HaMoed as well. Whoever may be, maybe, you know, your Rebbe is not so accessible, but there are shiurim, there's Torah teachers to go visit, and to go meet people that you respect as well. And therefore, we should try to be careful with this, because my feeling is most people are not as careful as they should be. The Yalkut Shimoni, the very last Yalkut Shimoni on Yeshayahu is beautiful. He says, Amr Yisrael, the Jewish people say, Ribono Sha'olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eimasai Ata Machzir Lanu Es HaKavod, Shehayinu Olim B'Shloshes Pamei Ragalim V'Roem Es HaShchina. When are we going to get back? When are we going to get back the kavod we had? We were able to go to the Beis HaMikdash 3 times a year. Amr Lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says to the Jewish people, Banai, my children, Ba'olam Hazeh, Hayisim Olim B'Shana Shalosh Pamim. In this world, you would go 3 times to the Beis HaMikdash. Kishyagia HaKetz, when the days of Mashiach comes, Atam Asidim Lehiyos Olim, Sham B'chol Chodesh V'Chodesh, shall be there every single month, Shneamar, V'hayami De Chodesh V'Chadsho. So I saw a beautiful brach at the end of the Tshuvas Ateras Paz. Rav Pinchas Zivchi is a great Talmid Chacham who wrote a tshuva about this topic. So I'll just end with his bracha for everyone. He says, V'hakel barachamav, Hashem in His mercy, Yizakenu l'kab upanav, should give us the merit to receive Him, Hashem, Beveis kadshenu v'sifartenu shibana b'mheira, and His Beis HaMikdash that is glorious, that it should be rebuilt immediately. The l'kayim mitzvah zu kilchasa, we can fulfill this mitzvah in its proper way. Hashem should appear before us and redeem our hearts. Amen. Okay, we'll stop here.